It is recording officially, yes.
All right, so I will call the Yorkville Parks and Rec Park Board meeting to order. Thursday, July 16th, what are we at, 6:05?
6:05, yep.
6:05 PM, we are at the Parks Maintenance Building, 185 Wolf Street. Roll call, please, are we having?
Yes, Ms. Young is on.
We need to do, because we're doing Zoom, everything has to be a vote.
Okay.
So, yeah, and like, we need a first and second.
Oh, hold on one second.
And a roll call, too.
Are we ready for roll call?
Yes.
We are.
Okay, Lane?
Here.
Perez? Is absent, Wilbur? Is absent, Bessett?
Present.
Diedrich?
Say again?
Ivanovic?
Here.
And Fayette?
Yeah, here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so we have a forum.
What is that?
Tim has got his thing, so we're giving a little feedback on that.
Is it the speaker in the recorder?
Is that what it is? Well, here, try it.
Introduction of guests, we have the Director of Parks and Recreation, Tim Evans, Superintendent of Parks, Scott Sleaser, Superintendent of Recreation, Shay Remus. We have our City Council Liaison to the Park Board, Joel Frieders is, I believe, online. And we have Ken Koch here as well from the Yorkville City Council. Any public comments? We have no public comment, or no public here.
Is everybody muted on Zoom?
Yeah. Everybody mute themselves?
Yeah, they should.
You should help you.
Everyone's muted, or not muted now.
Mute you, because they should still be able to hear even if you're muted, right, or no?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so odd.
I have no idea what that is.
It's like a movie.
Anyway, I need a motion and a sec, or no, we don't need to approve the minutes, right? Or do we? We have to approve the minutes, right? Are we usually approve them?
Yes.
It's been so long, I'm like, do we usually do it? All right, I need a motion and a second to approve the minutes from January 16, 2020.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Do I have a second? Motion by Lane, seconded by Demonovic. Please go through them, see if there's any changes or anything. And we need a roll call for approval, or for vote.
Who was the second, please, on that motion?
Demonovic.
Okay, thank you. All right, I'll do the roll.
Yes, please.
Okay. Second?
Yes.
Demonovic?
Yes.
Hyatt? Hyatt?
Oh, you know what? He is no longer on the call. Oh, but Victor's here. Sorry. So Victor is now joining us, but Rusty, for whatever reason, has logged out. I'll look for him to log back in.
We still have quorum, though.
Yeah. Victor's here now.
Okay, and the last one for the roll is Lane?
Yes.
Thank you.
Let her know that Victor's here.
Yeah. Victor, are you on now? Can you hear us?
Yeah, we don't know why.
It's only when Amy speaks.
Right? It is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. Sorry. Oh, there's Rusty. Okay, now Rusty is joining the meeting again.
Did we need to get their votes?
Wow.
It is me.
You probably got a majority of them.
Perfect. Thanks.
Okay. All right, bills review. We have bill list. February, July 2020, budget report, December 2019, and January, May 2020. Tim, do you want to go over anything, anything specific?
Anything major?
I mean, it's been so long, the only thing major would have been,
Put those away.
And maybe if I get away from Sasha's computer?
Maybe it's the computer.
I think it's the computers there.
I think there's
causing some feedback.
Close the door.
No.
Nope.
It's still happening. Come on back.
So
sorry to interrupt that. I really
no, you're
think
fine.
That they, everyone needs to Zoom until we get to a roll call.
Right. To mute.
To mute.
Even you, mute, everything's mute.
I'm on the Zoom side.
Sorry guys, this is our first experience doing Zoom and in-person meeting, so we're just trying to work out the kinks. Tim, as far as the budget, we're talking bills list February to now, July, and then budget report, so let us know if there's
more. I know on the agenda we'll discuss the fiscal year budget and program discussion just with everything that's gone on.
Right.
Probably in the budget list, the biggest things would have been a lot of youth sports equipment that we had to purchase. We still were able to get a league going. Scott is running normally as if nothing's really happened. So if anything, we've had some additional expenses just because of how crowded the parks were in March, April, May, June, until we kind of started restoring our life plan and opening up a little bit more. So, had the biggest purchase we made that I sent out to everyone was buying the new 4 playgrounds.
Yeah.
That went straight to city council. So, but I can go into a little bit more detail when we come up to it on the agenda.
Okay.
What's going on?
Does anybody have any questions from the bills list? And if you had an opportunity to look at them online? Huh? That was out of land cash, though, yeah.
A combination of land cash and
park
capital account. Equipment.
Oh, and our equipment line.
Yes. Yeah.
Was there a, I know it's been a while since we met, but there's something in here for 3362, accident repairs?
Does that sound familiar?
No.
Okay.
If it's not highlighted in orange.
It is, yeah.
Automotive specialties. Do you have any vehicle sticks?
We did have one fix. I don't think it was an accident.
Okay. That's what I was wondering. Just injuries and, anything like that.
Yeah, I don't think
it was an accident.
I think it got damaged.
Yeah.
I think it got damaged getting loaded.
Okay.
Something like that. So it wasn't like a road accident.
Okay. Thank you.
It has been a while since we...
I know. Yeah. When we're looking at them from February, so...
Yeah.
I think the squeaking has stopped because I really think you closing out your computer was the deal.
Okay.
So, right? Because we're no longer squeaking.
Is that for everybody?
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, so they can still hear us.
Yep.
Okay. Does anybody on Zoom have any questions regarding the bills list? Hopefully you all had a kind of an opportunity to review it a little bit. All right, old business, grants update.
There really is no updates. I mean,
did everything kind of stop?
Yeah, we haven't applied for any grants recently. And unless an opportunity came where we really don't have any funds to apply for, mm-hmm. We don't have the matching funds right now.
Right. All right, new business, playground equipment purchases for Caledonia, Autumn Creek, Beecher, and Purcell Parks. An update, please.
Yes, so I know I sent every one of these emails on this as I was trying to update you why we were not being able to meet, but so to kind of go back in December, we did an RFP that the board approved for a playground at Caledonia at Autumn Creek. It was using funds from Lancaster as well as capital money that we had put, and this goes back years, so we had taken money to buy the beach or the riverfront playground. We got reimbursed that grant money that went into capital that we were eventually going to use to replace Purcell Park. When we went out to go to bid on those two, we came back, Scott and I went over them all. Scott had recommended that we purchase both the Caledonia and the Autumn Creek through Burke. During this time, as discussions came up, Burke reached out to us and said, hey, we can give you even a really good deal where for a little bit more money, you can get 4 playgrounds for the price of 2. That's when I sat down and said, can we not just buy the playgrounds, but install it also? There's a cost there. We negotiated back and forth. We got to a point to an amount that we could afford that as well as the mayor felt very comfortable with. And so we were not going to have enough time to bring it back because I had no idea when another park board meeting was going to be. We emailed all you guys. Amy said, go ahead, let's get it. So we did purchase the four. They're in the packet.
Yeah,
I also
very
put
cool.
into the colors that they're exactly what he liked. If you haven't had a chance, Scott has already gone out to Caledonia. He's put in the concrete foundation. So we're just waiting on, when do you think?
We think they'll be here by the end of the month, the first week of August. Caledonia is curbs in, patios in, sidewalks in. All we've got to do is, once the equipment gets here, drill the holes and start installing the playground. We're going to go over to Otten Creek next week and start doing the same thing. Basically, we pour out, excavate, we install a concrete wall that holds the mulch in. And then we're going to have that hopefully ready to go so that we can go right from Caledonia right to Otten Creek. And then we, Beecher and Purcell are a little bit different because we've got to remove those playgrounds. So we anticipate doing those over the fall and winter, finishing them up in the spring.
Excellent.
So, yeah, it's pretty exciting that we were able to get a really good deal and to be able to do this under the circumstances and still fit within the budget. So. Caledonia was definitely a desperately needed playground. That's one of probably the most calls I get from people because they're kind of off on their own up there. And then to be able to replace the Beecher one, that one's really getting into bad shape. That'll be great. That's being a regional park.
Yeah.
So, any questions on that?
Anybody have any questions, comments?
Work is the same company.
Zoom is good.
Sorry.
No question.
Work is the same company that did. That we purchased the riverfront playground from, so you get an idea of what the equipment's gonna kind of be built like.
Yeah.
With the class systems work the way they bolt together, very similar. So if you're wondering, is it a lesser, cheaper playground? It's not. This is all commercial stuff.
Why do you think they all of a sudden gave us such a deal?
I think a lot of people were backing out of deals.
Yeah, well, this is not going on. They got the equipment.
And I think they had, and I think they're trying to just basically.
And they were willing to. One of the, what do you call them? The people that sell it, she lives here in Yorkville.
So
they were tremendously, her and her boss were willing to take a significant amount of a commission discount to lower it even more.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, they really worked with us.
Well, I think it's good that you struck while the iron was hot. You look for such a situation, unfortunately, just. Pandemic we have out there, we get deals like that. I'm glad you took advantage of
it. Yeah, it was really, I really think it was a once in a lifetime opportunity
to knock
out four playgrounds that are really, that we need to get.
Yeah, Marlon.
I like that in the staff section here, it said it exceeded ADA requirements, so that's terrific.
Yeah, I mean, one of the nice benefits is we actually just installed what do they call them? They call them inclusive swings. You can call them a therapy swing, but normal children can use them as well.
Right.
We just installed a couple of their swings up at Raintree B, and it's a great swing. And all of these new parks are going to come standard with one of those.
Sure.
So all four parks are going to have these inclusive swings, and not just meeting the ADA, they're exceeding it, which is really what we should be shooting for.
That's good.
And, of course, Beecher will be wheelchair accessible, not just, pull to a ramp, transfer.
Beyond the ADA.
Yep. So it's just really awesome when you, Beecher, a big community park, right, should be wheelchair accessible.
Absolutely.
Currently it is not.
And I also think the good thing is we're replacing two old playgrounds. Like, we have a lot of playgrounds in this community. We're very fortunate. What we need to start focusing on is how are we going to replace some of these? And we really don't have a great game plan for that right now.
What do you do with them when you replace them? What do you do with the stuff that's still usable?
Well,
it depends. And Scott can get
into it's really, these, you can't, Beecher and Purcell are so old you can't get parts for them anymore.
Right.
We did reach out. There's a company, a nonprofit, that refurbishes them. Basically, we rebuild these parks in other countries. Nobody's going to do that in the United States. It's not going to happen.
It's not worth it.
From a liability standpoint, it's not going
to happen. You just talk to them or is that the idea?
We might reach out. It's called, Kids Around the World, Playgrounds Around the World.
I did reach out to Kids Around the World. They're going to come and evaluate, but they're really not probably interested. I've done some volunteer work with them myself. Part of the issue is this square unit, it's a difficult piece to install.
Right.
And when they go to these other countries, it's volunteers that go with them to install them. So they want something that's a little bit more...
Well, do you have to pay somebody to take it away then, or do you...
No, we'll tear it out.
But then what do you do it?
Jump
we'll scrap it.
Right. And you take it somewhere and just whatever.
Yeah, we would scrap it, yep. Right. Yep. But we're hopeful that they'll do something with it, but, you know, I don't think, you know, it's not looking good. But it doesn't matter. This is 25 years old.
Right.
I mean,
we've got it to work with.
No doubt. Exactly right.
Well, I'll just say thank you to you guys for getting that done, you know, during this time. I know that...
Well, taking advantage of that situation, which is great.
I know, when you presented it to Ethan, I was like, I don't know what his personnel say, you know. And so then we have, you know, Ken and Joel that participated in helping us to get that and knowing that, you know...
Well, and a big chunk of those land cash funds, and you really can't use that
that's
for
what
anything
we're
else.
Use it for
so,
anyway, so
yes.
This is a good time. Like Dan says, right, where the iron was hot, for sure, so.
Yes, no.
And I know several people, like, worry about the optics of doing something like this during this time, but then there were a lot of folks that said they were really excited about the fact that we were getting it. So, you know, obviously during a pandemic, it's never a great time to spend a lot of money, but life does still... you know, move forward and resume, so we took advantage of a good deal, we're proud and excited.
One thing we saw, I mean, hopefully none of us have to go through this again, but the parks became the central point of every community in the whole state of Illinois.
Right.
I mean, that's all you could go, so to have that here in Yorkville, we have a great park system. That was a huge advantage in the last couple of months, and I mean, our parks were overwhelmed, but it was great to see people were using them and that they had at least somewhere to go during this, during that time, especially when you couldn't even go to a restaurant or anything.
Right. So thank you guys for that. We're going to move on to the YYBSA Youth Baseball and Softball Transition Agreement. Please talk about this. Do we have to vote on
this? Yeah, we have to vote on this. So this was so when we originally did the transition agreement to take over the in-house baseball league, we did in a contract for like 2 years, just to kind of see how this all would go. It went amazingly well. Last year was really the first year, even now that we're up and back running, not at the same level of participants due to the pandemic, but we're still running the whole program. It was just time to renew the contract. I wanted to put some things in there just as how the relationship developed. You know, they've assisted us in a lot of ways, like with tryouts and things like that. I just want that to be known in the contract that, you know, they're out at the tryouts, they're wearing their outfits and stuff like that, that they're kind of the official organization of the Parks and Rec Department.
They're collaborating. Yes.
So I just wanted to get this to extend it because it then just locks in the fields that they'll be using and things of that nature for, you know, for the time being.
Does this extend through then?
It would just extend year to year unless one of us came up and said we wanted to not do it anymore.
And it's already gone through legal review?
It has gone through legal review.
All right, can I get a motion and a second to approve the updated transition agreement with YYBSA?
I'll make that motion.
Dan made the motion.
Motion by Lane, seconded.
Second.
By Sash.
By Sash Demondrick.
Okay.
And we need a roll call, please.
Yes. Sussex?
Yes.
Demonovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
And Perez?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, motion passes. All right, the YYTF agreement.
So, for the last 4 or 5 years, we've given Yorkville Youth Tackle Football space over at Rotary Park to do the practices. I do not know if they'll do this at all. But we talked, you just wanted to have the agreement in place. They are doing surveys. They're trying to determine if they're even going to move forward or not. I don't know if they even made a decision. I just wanted that you guys to sign off on it so that if they say yes, we at least have it approved and ready to go for them. But I would say it's 50-50, if not 60-40, that they may not be doing it this year at all.
Okay.
So, but it was more just to approve it at you guys, at least right now. So if they decided to move forward and they can fit it within the guidelines and stuff like that, they would have the ability to do that right away.
Okay. All right, so I needed a motion and a second to approve field usage agreement between the Parks and Recreation Department and the Yorkville Youth Tackle Football.
I so move.
Motion by John Vick.
I'll second.
Seconded by Lane. We need a roll call, please.
Yes. Perez?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
And Stephanie?
Yes. Motion passes. All right, the FY21 program and budget discussion.
So, just on the budget, so there's two budget discussions here to kind of have. So we have our budget cycle in the city goes from May 1st through the end of April. So fiscal year 20, which was this previous April ended, we came in right at budget. Now, there's still a potential that we could, if the baseball, right now we're doing spring baseball, soccer, and softball at the fields. That season should have been over. But we never really canceled. We just said we're going to try to make it work through the guidelines. So out of the 1,000 kids that originally started with, we're down to 400 kids. If we would some reason have to cancel before the end of July, that money would all get refunded back into fiscal year 20. We would go from probably break even to a $30,000, $40,000 loss. The city knows of this. However, I mean, it looks like we're going to keep going here for a little while. So last fiscal year, I mean, we were on pace for $70,000 or $80,000 surplus, but through refunds, through everything, concession stands, everything getting wiped out there the whole month of April, we were pretty fortunate just to break even. So starting now on the budget for fiscal year 21, I mean, obviously, the way that I'm trying to look at it right now is that we usually bring in about $400,000 a year in profit. I'm trying to minimize that damage as much as possible. So hopefully fall baseball, fall softball, preschool will get off the ground. Our youth athletic leagues and preschool, that is the financial backbone of our department. Special events like hometown days, they really don't make us a whole lot of money. Cruise nights, movie nights, those all kind of break even. It's really these athletic leagues and preschool. And so that has been really our focus to get these going. So we're trying to collect as much revenue as we can with just complete uncertainty of how the rest of this year is going to go during the pandemic. On the second hand, when it comes to the budget, we're obviously making cuts with like part-time salaries. So Scott, as frustrated as he may be, has no parks part-time staff. So that's been $60,000. We've cut out any non-essential part-time staff in rec. That's going to be $20,000 or $30,000 depending on how the year goes. We're not doing any cataloging. We're just putting them in the water bill, we're putting on a Facebook page, we're gonna save $20,000, $30,000 there. So I'm trying to hopefully through savings that we can pinpoint as well as just run as many programs, try to cut that $400,000 profit and just get it down as much as we can. Because it's just completely uncertain. You know, we were just notified this past week we are not gonna be allowed to use the schools for basketball. We've reached out to some of the other schools in town, gyms in town, they're willing to speak with us, but it's going to have to be a modified program if we can even do anything. Shay and I just have been working with the health department to just get the preschool guidelines and kind of get those approved. Luckily, we haven't really lost anybody for this coming year in preschool, but who knows what it's going to be like here in the next month. What's that?
It's starting to come.
Yeah. So budget-wise, this year is going to be, it's just week to week, month to month, and just trying to minimize the damage financially as much as possible. Programming side, park staff, they've been busier than ever. I mean, the parks were just smashed, really crowded throughout the entire month of April and May. Shay and I were joking, and Scott, past years, it would always rain on us if we had a special event or tournament. This year, every weekend's been fabulous. So it has just been very, very crowded. And especially since he doesn't have any part-time help, it's really been a huge burden on them. They've been busier than they normally would be. So they've been having to pick up the slack there. I know we've just worked something out where some of the rec staff's going to call and help him out a couple days a week.
on the rec side, you know, our hands were pretty much tied in April. I thought overall we did a pretty good job of doing a lot of virtual stuff. We got the preschool program done. We were doing a lot of things to keep the baseball, softball, just keep it alive in some form or fashion. What really took off that we weren't prepared for is we were doing Meals on Wheels for senior services. We're doing that 3 to 4 days a week now. And then the fire department and police department had done these neighborhood parades. We jumped on board with that. I mean, that was a huge hit. Those were going 7 days a week till the middle of June. So those two things really kept rec staff between preschool, modifying the youth sports league guidelines, Meals on Wheels parades. We were staying pretty busy. I think now we're in a pretty good spot where the summer camps, those are actually gotten busier than we normally in person. She's getting 20, 30 people a week. Yeah. Normally we'd have 7 or 8 kids between their picking up packets, doing online. The youth sports league, since we have no part-time staff, we're basically 6 days a week between me, Shay, Steve, Jake, Tyler. We're out at the fields. There are really strict guidelines. If you have the bathrooms open every hour or two, you got to spray them down. We need to do that. We need to monitor to make sure people are staying 30 feet apart, groups of 50, things of that nature. Like I said to the staff, I want to make sure we're doing all we can so that we don't go backwards.
Are you having any issues when you're telling people to have more groups and getting any pushbacks from groups?
Not really. Most people are respectful.
Right.
I'm not going to get into, as long as the general, we're not going to get into major confrontations with people either. So we're being outside. You know, we've done movie nights, drive-in movies. We did 3 of those. We're going to do some more. Those were a massive hit. And those worked out really, really well. So I think overall, we're going along now. We're getting some stuff done. It's just we've got a little bit of our hands tied with the guidelines, as well as just we're trying to limit the damage on the financial end, too. So moving forward, our focus really on the rec side is going to be youth athletics, preschool, and then try to put in some special events in there as we can. And then Scott just doing normally what he does, as well as trying to install 4 playgrounds. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And it's just, it's week to week, month to month, depending on if something would change. You know, the state just released new zones yesterday. So, you know, hopefully that could benefit us a little bit in the future.
Well, by rezoning, it took us out of Chicago,
sure.
So, which is, you know, obviously more urban, more people. So. I think it was appropriate to be out of that region.
Yeah. Special events, I do not see us doing any large special events at all this year.
Holidays this year.
I do not anticipate it. We have not made a final call. We've been trying to hold off on things. But I can tell you right now, the carnival contacted us. They can't even get a permit in the state. They can't get inspected. They've notified us they're leaving the state to go. And I don't blame them. They've got to make money. I don't anticipate any large special events. We had hoped when we got the new guidelines for Phase 4, we have been working with the health department on zones of 50 and apart, 30 feet apart. They were all fine with that. We can't get a liquor license. The state has denied that. So, like Shay and I, for us to just do the music in the park with like 100 people, we could do a drive-in and I can do 500 people. You know, it just becomes what's more productive and what, you know, can help out more people in the community. So, I don't even know if we'll really be doing any live music at all until next year. You know, we did 4th of July. We did the 3 vehicle parades. Those went very well. I anticipate maybe that might be something we do for Halloween. We might do for Christmas, something similar for in the same situation. So we're going to be pretty limited when it comes to special events and what we can do.
Well, just to kind of expand on that, for 4th of July, a lot of compliments. We were there. I didn't see Scott because, you know, he always gets vacation. Anyway, we did get a compliment from a resident saying how wonderful it was, to see the staff in mass. So I know it was hot that day. So I really appreciated, you know, you guys being in mass and I'm like over there, going, you know, pulling mine down so I can breathe. You guys are troopers, so we got a lot of compliments on that, and it worked out really well, so I was glad that we went ahead and did that. So thank you guys for all that you're doing. I think it's really, really important to stress that, you know, obviously we're just trying to do the best we can, or the staff is, as far as putting together any kind of ideas, you know, and for festivals and you know, obviously all of our plans went out the window as soon as this lockdown started, you know, in place. So
I was really happy though. We Shay and I talk, you know, I'm on meetings every Wednesday with directors throughout the state. Shay has her connections through the state organizations. And a lot of places canceled their baseball leagues immediately. You know, we always gave people the option to do a refund, but once we got the guidelines, we were able to hit the ground running. Where a lot of people have, you know, they're just starting to get going now. We now are able, we were moving pretty fast. We're probably the only one actually doing soccer anyway. And most people we talked to said, well, we're just going to wait for the fall. So, you know, the staff worked really hard modifying game plans, looking at the guidelines. You know, when they came out Memorial Day weekend. We spent the weekend to have them ready to go for the health department on that Tuesday after Memorial Day. And 2 weeks later, we had practices going. So not only does it help us, obviously, financially, it's a great thing for the community. I've had a lot of people come up to us saying, hey, I'm really glad that you got soccer, you got baseball, my kids can come out and do something, even if it's in a modified way. So
yeah, I have not had, at least to me, any complaints about it at all. Because, you know, people are very concerned, and, you know, so we have to be very careful about what we're offering.
There's a line you don't want to cross.
Right, and
correct.
We don't.
Line you don't want to cross.
We also want people to be outside, and, right. You know, and I mean, it's one of the few things we have to look forward to at this point. So I appreciate you guys. I know it's been
a great
time.
To see some of the virtual, if Saturday we get a chance to watch Shay in advance, it is very, very good. The dance that she does, it's very, very impressive.
So that was what I was going to say to Shay, and it's Rayanne, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, if you guys get an opportunity, like I had tears because it was so cute. And you know me, I'm not like a little person. So Shay is a crazy person with this whole Disney thing. And she was on there in costume. The kids absolutely loved. There was like 40 kids on there and their parents.
Like 75 families. Yep.
75 families on this virtual class that they paid for, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, Shay was amazing. I was just like,
Sash, you should try to watch it with your kids on Saturday.
Oh my gosh, it was so cute. And right. You know,
we actually
for me to be like in tears over cuteness, that was a big deal. So I loved it.
I sent it to our former director, Laura.
Yeah.
And they want her board watched it. They want Shay to do it for them.
Aww.
And stuff like that. So I mean, it was really good. For a virtual thing, it's like something where
it's
said, Shay, I could see us doing this even when we get back to normal.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're at home, you can be a little more comfortable with your kids.
Yeah. The dads, was it like a daddy dad? Because I was like, what are all these men doing here? It's so bizarre.
So, but if you get a chance.
They posted all their pictures and they did backdrops. I mean, all the families looked like all out on the event. I mean, it was really, really cute. So we'll see how Saturday goes. We'll see how registration goes, but I mean.
But even Rayanne, with her ideas with the preschool, we've just gotten compliment after compliment, and I'm just so proud of you guys. So I've loved it. Just from what I've seen, and I know I haven't seen them all, they were fabulous. So thank you guys so much for that. I appreciate it. If you get a chance, check them out.
It used to be a Disney freak, you know?
Right. All right, so no more discussion on that. We just know it's a rough year. So what do you think percentage-wise our revenues are down? Is it 50%?
Right now, I mean, we'll know more in the next couple of weeks when we get the fall baseball softball, but yeah, I would say at least
50%. Because I know we're cutting some of the expenditures, but like the revenues are a big deal. So I just wondered where we were percentage-wise. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the issue with some revenues, it could be a little skewed, is like we can do a cruise night by the time we get sponsorship and the registration of the car, it basically just pays for the DJ. So, I mean, really, we're trying to look at what is our total, what is the profit that we're actually bringing home.
And then in lieu of doing the catalog, you guys are putting on the bills, the water bills, saying check our website for functions and Facebook.
Yes.
I mean, so they know where to go.
Like a summer programs page. So we pretty much laid out, if you go to yourfill.il.us/summer-programs, it lays out almost exactly like our catalog, and it has links to our registration site. So pretty much every week we're updating that with anything new that we're doing, and that's basically what we're telling everybody. If you want to know what's happening, go to that. So we'll have all the programs, just like the podcast.
Has anybody complained so far? Like they don't know what's going on or nothing's going on?
I haven't had any complaints.
No, most people are either calling going if they have no clue. So like, and then like City Hall will contact us about, you know, different questions and things.
Okay.
But really, I mean, Facebook has been a fantastic avenue. I feel like a lot of people are going to
okay.
that right now. And then our virtual webpage. And then we're constantly emailing people out different things that are going
on. So if you register for our program, we have your email.
Okay.
You'll get this information.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's a variety of ways to go. And it may be something when we get through this that we talk as a board and say, do we even go back to a catalog ever again?
Yeah, but we got sponsorship to the point where we weren't, it wasn't a lot of out-of-pocket cost to be.
Yeah, it
other
was
than
still
staff.
20 grand a year, 25
out of pocket, out
yes.
of our plan.
Yes.
That we were trying to get it self-funded by.
We were.
We okay.
went from zero when we started right. to half being covered. I don't know what it's going to happen when we get out of this pandemic.
All right.
What's the agreement with bands for? Do we got to eat that pot?
No. So I mean, all the bands, we're just moving them to next year.
Okay.
So there are a deposit cost that will just get shifted from this year to next year. But yeah, no. I mean, all the this isn't just us. Every park district they've dealt with, and I told Shay before, if some band was going to play difficult and take our deposit, we would never use them again.
I was curious how that.
Yeah.
But all of them have been like, they understand because they're dealing this on every possible level. In the big picture, our bigger concern would be is if a band just went under. Is there a chance we could lose that deposit money we had to put back in October of last year? I mean, there is a chance. The Hometown Days, those bands are pretty big. I don't know if they would go completely under. But they all know that that we would move them into next year. We did that with River Fest already. We've already asked the Hometown Days, all those people, so.
All right, moving right along. Parks and Recreation Monthly Report.
Yeah, I just put in a bunch of stuff that we had done
that, yeah.
over the last 3-4 months so you guys know what was going on and everything that we were doing, just to keep everyone updated. So if there's any questions on that. I would say coming out of it, as much as Rec has had to do to just to keep going, and like Shay and I would talk and say it was more difficult to do what we've been doing with less work just because of everything going on.
Right.
But I mean, Scott and his staff, they took a huge burden here over the last few months.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't lose. It's not like anything stopped in their world.
Right.
Everything kept going, and it got bigger.
Right.
The parks were losing a lot more people with no part-time, just trash.
Trash is just unbelievable.
Yeah, Scott was having to go out there and do it.
We're having guys come in on weekends to do it.
Yeah.
Trash
wow.
is unbelievable.
Do we need volunteers? Like, are we asking volunteers?
Stash can do some stuff instead of
that.
If you need it, so Stash will come in and do stuff.
So, I mean, that took on a...
There's just so many people eating in the park.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
just generating a huge amount of trash.
Huh.
So
they're having dinner. I mean, not just at Riverfront. I mean, in all the parks. They're coming to the parks to have
right.
dinner, to have lunch, just
wow.
to get out of the house. The trash is just unbelievable how much trash.
How much they've had to keep up with it. Still mowing. Still prepping athletic fields and just
right.
trying to put play. They've done an incredible job, and I know it can be frustrating at times, not enough help, things of that nature, and the fact they've still been able to keep up with it, it's been incredible.
Okay.
So.
Any report from you, Shay, or just?
Nope. Join me on Saturday under the sea. I'll be aerial.
Scott, anything to add?
Other than we installed a shelter at Braintree Park.
I know, it's
Park,
so nice.
And we installed a bunch of new sidewalk and installed, I think it was 18 new trees. A great improvement out there.
Yeah.
I just encourage you to check it out. It's a really nice shelter. It's a small version of what we have at Riverfront. Nice improvement for that development out there. So that was kind of nice. That was, and the development gave us the dollars to do it. So it didn't cost us any other time.
Nice.
And I don't think people realize how difficult it was to install a shelter 6 feet apart. Like Scott and I mean, we'd like be standing 20 feet apart watching them put this up and like one holding it. And it was like, this is unbelievable that we're still doing this in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah. All right. Executive session, any need for that? Additional business, anything else?
I was going to ask you, are we using, you know, the building at the Community Soul with the big tent over there on the way to the building? Are We're using that facility out by our...
The Van Emmon building?
No. The one over that we bought. It was
the
Solar Lantern.
Oh, the dome?
Yeah, the dome. That's, we call it the dome.
Can we use that at all? I mean, we're... Yes, it's been offered. I mean, there's a fee attached to it.
Right.
I mean, so we haven't used it just due to the expense and we really didn't need it. Is it a possibility now that we know we can't use the high school gym?
That's how it's moving.
Yes. We were just going to focus on some of the local schools first.
Right.
Just to see for just that it would probably be a little bit cheaper. And she's, I mean, that's a business for her. I mean, I assume that she's going to be pretty busy with her travel teams and things in there before I went out to her. I was going to hopefully reach out to some schools. You know, when it comes to basketball, we're not going to run a normal basketball league this year.
No.
It's going to be completely different. But we can just get something off the ground, you know, A, make a little bit of money, as well as at least offer something to the community, to kids. But, and like Shane and I talked, I assume like basketball this year, it's going to be two different seasons. We're going to try to get one in October, November, take Christmas off, and then kind of see in January where we're at. So we're just reaching out to the schools. I mean, there is an interest, but we've got to figure out the details with them.
I might have missed it, but you were talking about preschool. How is that school going to be working?
I mean, it's, I will say, Rhian, when the Friday before the governor announced that everything was shutting down, and so we found out Friday afternoon, okay, there's going to be no school next week. I didn't even know what Zoom was. I never even heard of it. And she had a plan, and it was like, boom, Monday morning, and she was off and running with Zoom. I couldn't believe it.
We did it
So, I mean, Shane and I talk, it's going to be no different than the schools. We're going to have, more than likely, an in-person, a virtual
option.
And then, if we have to go into virtual again, it'll be ready to go. So,
it's just... I think we've had a good response as far as people saying, yes, we'll sign up for whatever you're offering.
So,
there are options that they can
use. Yes.
Are you going to have, if people want to come, are you going to have people there for them?
Potentially.
Yes. So, basically, at this point, I mean, this is all very preliminary at this point. I have set guidelines that, like, I've gone through everything, cleaning and everything that needs to happen. I've sent those for approval to the health department. I'm just waiting on those. Now, I am looking at budgets, schedules. Yeah, how can we make, you know, I mean, just how I make all those dynamics work and what that price point is that makes sense to the families, but also covers everything that we have going on as well. So that's really, I think, like phase two that I'm in right now. Just like, okay, guidelines are out, waiting on that. Now how do we make it work departmentally, make it work financially, so that I can go ahead and get that out. My hope is within 2 weeks, have like, if not by the end, really, my goal is by the end of next week, I have this advertised so families know what's going on and what they want to do. So we can start looking, because even now, too, we're, you know, you can only have 15 kids in the classroom right now.
Right.
So, but these are like camp guidelines, right? And at any minute, this can change. But like now, it's 15, so we plan on that. How are we going to spread these out? Contingently, right now, we're looking at moving our pre-preschool, Grace Echo, to the Van Emmon Center. Much larger space allows these kids to spread out, much safer situation for them. And then it allows us to have two full rooms at preschool. I'll do this, sorry, I'm like talking and doing the camera. At preschool, sorry guys, having two rooms so that we can put them in small groups and rotate them through the two rooms and try to keep them as safe as possible. So again, those are very preliminary, but based on the guidelines, this is kind of how we're foreseeing this working. And that's just it, too. I have to talk to staff.
How many teachers do we have on total?
Well, per guidelines, you can only have teachers teach two classes.
Right.
So that's a whole different schedule shift that we are trying to get. First, we have to get our procedures in place and what we're going to do. And then we have to talk to our teachers and have them. I know midsummer we had talked to them, hey, are you willing to come back? Yes.
Yeah, that's the word. Are they willing to come back to the situation?
Well, and you also cannot... If I'm correct, the teachers can't rotate between the different classes.
No.
Right?
So
if your teacher, like what we're going to have is like a teacher Monday, Wednesday, teacher Tuesday, Thursday.
Correct.
Right. Because what we don't want is if like Tuesday someone gets the virus, Tuesday, Thursday classes are out for 2 weeks, we can keep the Monday, Wednesday classes going. It's the same thing in our youth sports leagues.
Yeah.
you can't have a coach, you know, in the past, a dad might coach two, three different teams. They can only coach one team right now.
Right.
We can't introduce a new kid into a team.
No.
So even if we had an opening on a team, we have to create a whole new team of people if they come late. We can't put a new kid on a team. There's a lot of guidelines we have to follow.
My head just explodes every day as I go through this.
To Amy and her being on the county board is Ashley with the health department has been a huge help to us. Very responsive.
Mm-hmm.
We send out what we're proposing. She's even given us hints on, hey, I think you can do this differently and get more people there. Like for baseball, we weren't really going to have a spectator section. And she's like, no, you can do that.
No.
So she's been very helpful with us in saying, this is what you can and can't do, and this fits into the guidelines. So it's been a good collaboration with the health department just to have them kind of signing off on what we're doing. So it's going to be inevitable that more than likely we're going to have somebody get sick, get COVID.
Or
we want to make sure that's
teacher or sorry, parents or whatever. Then you have to be quarantined for 2 weeks.
Correct.
Yep. So that's
and
all
staff.
That
I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And so, it's one thing is when Amy was talking about masks out there. We're trying to make sure that we can keep this going. What we don't want is one, I don't want an employee to get sick, but I also don't want us to shut our whole thing down because Shay and I were talking together. Now we met Tyler, we met Jake, and everybody's gone for 2 weeks. I don't think Scott wants to be doing baseball games. So, and that's what we're trying to do on the park side is like, don't come in here. They go right to their trucks
because
we don't want a whole parks department to go down.
Thank you.
So it's been a lot, but yes, on the preschool. I mean, and we can send you if you want to read those damn the guidelines if you want to look at
them. I'll come over and send it to your phone.
I'll email it to you. It will be submitted just because
I know. I mean, so much going on in the school that we're talking to some of the principals and they don't know what they're doing. We have teachers who don't want to come in.
Sure.
I'm not coming. I'm 56 years old. I'm not coming. Then what are you?
And that's part of it. And like what we'll send you are like, it's kind of like the skeleton. Like, okay, this is how we're going to follow the guidelines.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be probably 5 to 10 more things that like us and the teachers are like how exactly this is going to work.
Right.
But overall, it's doable. It is an undertaking. But, again, I think if we offer virtual, we might have a good selection of families who might just be happy getting the same curriculum, but, doing it in the same way.
Even just supplies.
Right?
Supplies, like cleaning supplies.
Oh,
We just put in an order to get us through December. Because
It's
been hard to get some of this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
So,
we got to have toilet paper.
It's the Lysol spray that we need.
It's the Lysol spray and stuff.
The toilet paper is more important.
So,
is it? You can wash your
butt. It has been definitely an eye-opening experience to go through this.
Yeah. All right, anything else? Are we good?
One more question.
Sash?
Is the department or the city asking for any reimbursement through the for all
the state?
So every Friday, Scott, Shay, and I submit a spreadsheet to our finance department of reimbursable purchases, as well as things that like Meals on Wheels.
We
believe that's going to be covered because that the way that I understand it, I may be wrong, is it has to be something that was unbudgeted for. Due to the COVID thing, so like Meals on Wheels, we didn't budget a full-time person to be doing that. It's something that benefits the community, it gets seniors food. We take those staff hours every week, we submit it to the finance department.
Yeah.
Scott's got guys coming in on the weekends to clean the trash cans, empty them, one, they're overflowing, but two, for sanitation reasons, we submit that. But then all the supplies we purchase COVID-related.
Okay.
So yes, we're keeping all that on a big picture thing throughout the whole city.
I saw it like for Cook County, that this first one went out at the end of June, and we're doing the very same thing.
Correct.
It's trying to get all that information as detailed as we can, because for all the Cook County municipalities, they said, this is your limit,
You're in a different...
The counties
were different.
Yeah.
Some of the counties got the money directly.
Right.
We're not in that scenario. It's coming from the state. So the county was determining how much money the cities were getting, and you're capped.
Only in those counties.
In those counties.
The population of 500,000 or more.
Yeah. So our reimbursement's going straight through the state. It's not.
Good.
It works actually
it works better in this scenario for us. And then there's, depending on your population, how much you can potentially qualify for. Right. And then we'll see if they do another stimulus package, what comes out of that too.
Okay.
But yes, we are submitting everything on our end.
All right, any other questions? Anybody on Zoom have any questions or comments?
No control.
I have a couple.
Okay.
Here, hold on, Rusty. Oh my gosh. Hey, Rusty.
Hey. What?
You are like breaking up really bad. Can you start over, please?
No problem. I just want to thank Tim and Scott and Shay and Tyler and everybody for getting the field ready for YYBSA. Once we found out that it was time to play, we basically had like a week to coordinate fields and all that. So thank you all for that. And the other thing I want to say is, I know you guys will talk about this later, but I know about the catalogs being an expense, so why don't you guys together a Park and Rec app. So
for what?
An app. A Park and Rec ad instead of the catalog. We've had preliminary discussions a little bit about it, but right now things are just so month to month, week to week.
Yeah.
And by the time we get the ad finalized, it starts to not necessarily be relevant.
Sure.
But well, definitely something we talked about.
So like an app, you can change stuff daily.
It's not an app.
It's an actual app.
Yeah, no, Rusty, that's a good idea. We'll look into it.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you said
No, I knew what he said.
Oh, sorry. I'm in Gary, Indiana, and my reception's not the best right now.
No, it's a good idea, Rusty. We should look into it.
Okay.
So, thank
Anything
you.
Else?
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else? Victor, how you doing?
Well, thank you.
Okay.
I just want to say, like, you know, one thing that I've learned as an admin in the school, it's really nice to see that through all of this, you can take a positive out of it. We've really had some good communication with Zoom.
Okay.
And using electronics and digital communications with our families. So just looking forward, kind of piggybacking what Rusty said, if that online, I love that you guys have the catalog online where they can just click and the registration is there. Mm-hmm. Moving forward, that may be something that we want to keep when everything normalizes. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely envision we could still create a catalog, which would be very inexpensive and just put online. That definitely would be something that we would still want to do.
I like the app idea.
But then, yeah, we can look in the app. That's a good idea.
It would be nice to keep the eyes and the eyes of moving paperless.
Sure.
Optimist and knowing that we want to invest back into our parks and not just in something that families may throw away, but
drive. No, definitely.
All right, is that it, everybody?
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
thank
I need a motion. Much. I need a motion and a second to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Lane, to motion.
Second.
Seconded by Dubonovic. And we need a roll call, Marlis.
Yes. Dubonovic?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Lane?
Yes.
Perez?
Yes.
And Sessit?
Yes. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. We miss
Thank you.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Poor guys. Like, I felt like my fingers were like going numb. And then I started talking. I was just like,
I know.
And I'm like, oh, God.
They don't care.
Oh, making them all dizzy.
Like at home.
Okay, cool. That works.
It does it every while he drinks.
Yeah, so when I was young.
I don't know how it turns on.
This one? Or the recording?
I don't get it.
Hold.
It looks like
or stop.
The whole time.
Alright.
It's still going. Hold on. Gosh, you're going to make me be the one. Just put the middle finger.
There was a pretty
hold.
Big round bee nest, that beecher, in the sand.
It's a newer one.
No.
They're big.
All right, guys, we'll see you again.
those 10 people.
The think report.
What they're really doing is they're going in the ground.
Oh,
my gosh.
Why is this big?